Welcome to Nightlights. I'm David Brent Johnson, and for the next hour, I'll be playing music performed at Career's End by artists such as Stan Getz, Bill Evans, Miles Davis, Billie Holiday, Jerry Mulligan, and more. It's the last final recordings of jazz greats, coming up next on Nightlights.
Thank you.
pianist Bill Evans recording his composition Regarding Person I Knew with Mark Johnson on bass and Joe LaBarbera on drums from the CD set Consecration, recorded just a few days before Evans' death at the age of 51 in 1980. The last final recordings of jazz greats is the theme of this edition of Nightlights, both studio and live performances made by musicians who passed away shortly thereafter. Many, but not all, of the artists I'm going to play had struggled with substance abuse or other issues that took a toll on their health. Some knew on some level that their lives were ending. Others died quite suddenly and unexpectedly. Whether they were aware or not that they might not live much longer, their final recordings often have a special poignancy to them, sometimes from being steeped in the experience of a lifetime, sometimes because of the way that we, the listeners, hear them as well, knowing that these musical voices would soon be stilled forever. I'll start with tenor saxophonist Stan Getz, who battled the demons of an addictive personality most of his life, famously leading Zoot Sims to call him a real nice bunch of guys. Getz finally gained sobriety in the mid-1980s, only to be diagnosed with cancer in 1987. Using unconventional means of treatment, he was able to ward off his disease, but in November of 1990, it returned. Several months later, Getz played a series of shows at Café Montmartre in Copenhagen with pianist Kenny Barron, who had performed frequently with Getz as part of his quartet from the late 1980s on. Critic Gary Giddens called the ensuing performances some of the most candidly impassioned music ever recorded. Barron later said, "Stan played exceptionally well, giving every solo his all. But I noticed after each solo that he was literally out of breath." Getz would pass away 3 months later at the age of 64. The Montmartre performances, which have now been released in their entirety, rank among the greatest farewell recordings ever made by a jazz musician, and they produced one side in particular that some regard as Getz's masterpiece, his take on Charlie Hayden's first song on Nightlights. Thank you. Tenor saxophonist Stan Getz and pianist Kenny Barron performing Charlie Hayden's first song from the CD People Time, recorded live at the Café Montmartre in Copenhagen, March 5th, 1991, 3 months before Getz passed away at the age of 64. We'll hear next from two other musicians of Stan Getz's generation, trumpeter Miles Davis and saxophonist Jerry Mulligan. At the end of the 1940s, these two musicians, along with arranger Gil Evans, had been an important part of the New York City circle of artists that recorded the birth of the cool sessions. Throughout his career, Davis was famous for his refusal to look back or revisit his older work. But in 1991, musical mastermind Quincy Jones was able to persuade the trumpeter, who was in fragile health, to come to the Montreux Jazz Festival and play arrangements of the music that he and Evans had recorded in the late 1950s on the albums Miles Ahead, Porgy and Bess, and Sketches of Spain. A story circulated that Miles said Gil Evans's ghost had appeared to him in a mirror and told him to do the concert. Other reports cite a more earthly motivation in the form of a large performance fee. For the show itself, Davis was helped immeasurably by the work of a second trumpeter, Wallace Roney. The concert drew generally good notices, and a CD of it, released in 1993, 2 years after Miles' death, won a Grammy. While subsequent discussion of the Montreux show has been more ambivalent, it retains an aura of closure, a last act in the epic musical life of Miles Davis, bringing him back to some of the music for which he was best known. We'll also hear a concert performance from Jerry Mulligan, a duet with Dave Brubeck in Berlin in May of 1995, made a few months before Mulligan died from complications following knee surgery. First, Miles Davis and Boplicity on Nightlights. Thank you.
Thank you.
Baritone saxophonist Jerry Mulligan doing These Foolish Things with pianist Dave Brubeck from the CD Midas Touch, live in Berlin, recorded in May of 1995, about half a year before Mulligan's death at the age of 68. Before that, trumpeter Miles Davis performing Pan Piper and Publicity from Miles and Quincy, live at Montreux, recorded in July of 1991. Miles would pass away 2 months later at the age of 65. I'll have more final recordings from jazz greats in just a few moments. You can check out many previous Nightlights programs on our website at wfiu.org/nightlights, and you can also find us on Facebook at Nightlights Classic Jazz. Production support for Nightlights comes from Landlocked Music CDs and Vinyl, offering new and used music, DVDs, turntables, and more, located at 202 North Walnut in Bloomington or online at landlockedmusic.com. And from the Laughing Planet Cafe and Soma Coffee House, offering San Francisco-style burritos, coffee drinks, and 100% fruit smoothies, made with locally grown and organic ingredients, on the corner of Kirkwood and Grant in Bloomington, Indiana. I'm David Brent Johnson, and you're listening to the last final recordings of jazz greats on Nightlights. I'm playing recordings made by jazz artists near the end of their careers on this edition of Nightlights, in most cases near the end of their lives as well. One of the most legendary last recordings in jazz has been Billie Holiday's 1958 LP, Lady in Satin. But it actually wasn't her last recording. Billie made another album after that, about a year later, with the same arranger, Ray Ellis, again with strings and a group of talented sidemen. She told Ellis she wanted to sound like Sinatra on this album, but she was in such poor health from years of difficulty and substance abuse that a nurse sometimes had to help keep her propped up on a high stool as she sang. Still, she achieved a poignancy on this date that might indeed put one in mind of Sinatra's late-night albums from the same period, but it's deeper, darker, and ultimately stamped with Holiday's inimitable spirit. We'll also hear from pianist Bill Evans, who in the last 2 years of his life seemed to find renewed artistic intensity with a new trio, and at the same time destroyed his already fragile health with a fierce addiction to cocaine. In September of 1980, he played for a week at the Keystone Corner in San Francisco, and all of his performances were recorded, released in recent years on 2 8-CD box sets, making his perhaps the best documented twilight period ever in jazz, and adding more fodder for a continuing critical debate over the artistic merit of his final chapter. We'll hear his take on a Paul Simon tune, I Do It For Your Love. After this, Billie Holiday in 1959 and Don't Worry About Me on Nightlights.
Don't worry about me, I'll get along. Forget about me, be happy, my love. Let's say that our little show is over, and so the story ends. Why not call it a day? The sensible way, and still be friends. Look out for yourself, should be the rule. Give your heart and your love to whomever you love. Don't be a fool, darling. Why should you cling to some fading thing that used to be? If you can forget, don't worry about me. Should you cling to some fading thing that used to be? If you can forget, don't worry.
Thank you.
pianist Bill Evans performing Paul Simon's I Do It For Your Love with Mark Johnson on bass and Joe LaBarbera on drums from the CD set Consecration, recorded live at the Keystone Corner in San Francisco on September 2nd, 1980, 2 weeks before Evans' death at the age of 51. Billie Holiday before that with Don't Worry About Me, featuring Gene Quill on alto sax from her little-known 1959 album simply titled Billie Holiday. While Billie Holiday and Bill Evans were middle-aged, their deaths were not unexpected to those who knew of the personal and health issues that they were struggling with. We'll hear final recordings now from two jazz artists who died young or relatively young, and in both cases unexpectedly. Trumpeter Clifford Brown, who was killed in a car crash along with pianist Ritchie Powell and Powell's wife in 1956, and singer Dinah Washington, who died from an overdose of barbiturates in 1963 at the age of 39. For years, Clifford Brown's last recording was thought to have come from the club date he played in Philadelphia the night before his fatal accident. It came out on a Columbia LP called The Beginning and the End, and given Brown's words of parting at the date's conclusion, it took on the mythic aura that jazz records and stories often do. One of the musicians on the date that was released, however, has since told jazz historians that it was actually recorded a year earlier. Instead, the last known notes of Clifford Brown that we can hear come from a week before his death. The recording, a radio broadcast from a restaurant in Norfolk, Virginia, is not exactly high fidelity, but it still gives us the chance to hear what Brown could do with a ballad. Only 25 and in excellent health, he can't even be said to have been at his peak yet. Clifford Brown and What's New on Nightlights. Thank you.
Lord, you made us human. I ask you, oh, what a thing to do. With the range of choice you had when you began your blues, Lord, you made us human. So why should I complain? You gave me a heart, you gave me a soul, and you also gave me a brain. I'm just one of the millions helping to destroy wonders by the billions you gave to us to enjoy. Lord, you made us human. I ask you, what a trick to play on this lovely world of ours, forever and a day. But we're self-forgiving, we're unlike beast or bird. We're out here sinning for a living. My God, come down here and help your human herd. Lord, you made us human. I ask you sometimes what a thing to be. Couldn't you instead have just made an angel out of me?
Dinah Washington doing Lord, You Made Us Human from the Roulette album in tribute, recorded in October of 1963, just 2 months before the singer died of a barbiturate overdose at the age of 39. Trumpeter Clifford Brown before that on What's New, a radio broadcast from the Continental Restaurant in Norfolk, Virginia on June 18, 1956, 1 week before Brown's death in a car crash at the age of 25. I'll close with a final recording somewhat different from all the others I've played. This particular artist's career stopped not because he passed away, but because he chose to stop recording and performing. And he lived another 50 years. By 1954, bandleader and clarinetist Artie Shaw had been in the music game for nearly three decades. He'd scored huge hits and tasted the kind of widespread success that most artists can only dream of, a dream that for Shaw had turned into something often resembling his theme song, Nightmare. He had quit the music business and come back several times, partly out of artistic boredom, partly out of a need to make money to pay off tax bills. In late 1953, the same motives drove him to reform his 1940 small group, the Gramercy Five, but with different players: Tal Farlow on guitar, Hank Jones on piano, and a vibraphonist, Joe Rollin, added to the mix. The records this group made show the influence of cool jazz on Shaw and the continuing evolution of his approach to playing. He switched to a different clarinet that he said gave him a more intimate, woody sound and heightened his control to play more quietly. I used just enough breath to keep the reed vibrating, he said decades later. On ballads, the result was a warm, highly emotional sound that I don't think can be done much better on a clarinet. Shaw didn't think that he could do much better on the clarinet, period, which is one reason why he put it and an active musical career aside for the rest of his life. Artie Shaw and Stardust on Nightlights. I close with Artie Shaw in 1954 performing Stardust from the CD Last Recordings Volume 2, The Final Sessions. Thanks for tuning in this edition of Nightlights. Production support for Nightlights comes from Landlocked Music CDs and Vinyl, offering new and used music, DVDs, turntables, and more. Located at 202 North Walnut in Bloomington or online at landlockedmusic.com. And from the Laughing Planet Cafe and Soma Coffee House, offering San Francisco-style burritos, coffee drinks, and 100% fruit smoothies made with locally grown and organic ingredients on the corner of Kirkwood and Grant in Bloomington, Indiana. Nightlights is a production of WFIU and part of the educational mission of Indiana University. Christina Kuzmich, executive producer. Our engineer is Michael Paskash, and I'm David Brent Johnson, wishing you good listening for the week ahead.